In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So as I thought about this morning's gospel reading, I also began to think about the things that are happening in our state and the governor's new directive. So I thought that we talk a little bit about masks today. Now, in our parish, we have been wearing masks for a little while now. When we first began coming back to church in June, we started wearing masks. And I have a few different masks that I tend to wear. The first mask that I really like to wear is a kind of a gray mask, and it's kind of a priestly looking mask because it's a little bit darker. And I received this mask from St. Photius Shrine. They actually sent it to all of the clergy in the archdiocese. Now I wear another mask, and it's this mask here. And this mask is cotton, and it's really, really comfortable. And that mask came to us from Workman's Comp. But the one mask that I've been wearing a lot lately is this one. And the reason why I wear this one is because I can hang it around my neck. Because what happens a lot of times is I like to get up and go and talk to Carol in her office. I don't like to use the intercom. But half the time I forget my mask on my desk. So I have to go back. Not that it's all that far, but still, it's inconvenient. So I go back and I put it on. This one, I wear it around my neck. And I just pull it up and down, right? And this mask was given to me by one of our parishioners. The thing we realize is that the masks are playing an important role, right? They are positive in the sense that these masks are helping, God willing, to slow down the spread of this virus. But the thing is, we also know that masks also can play kind of a negative role in society as well. One of the things that I loved when I was a kid was I would bond with my dad over Westerns. We loved cowboy movies, especially John Wayne. So we would bond over these movies. And if you recall, the bank robbers always wore what? They wore masks, right? They took bandanas and they wore masks. Why? To conceal themselves, right? To kind of hide behind these masks so no one knew who they were. So sometimes masks can also be a bit negative. Now in our lives, we tend to wear masks as well. Maybe not these physical kind of masks, but masks that might hide the way we feel about something. And that too can be positive and it can be negative. So if I'm going to talk to my kids about something that is a bit frightening, I'm going to put on what kind of a face? A brave face, right? I'm going to wear a mask because I don't want to frighten them. But I do want to tell them the truth. But I also want to reassure them that whatever's happening, everything's going to be okay. So I wear a mask. Now, there's a negative part to that too. If we do that in our relationships, right, it can be devastating. And if we do that in our faith, it can have dire consequences as well. And this is exactly what we see in this morning's scripture reading. This morning we see two men who were blind and they called out to Jesus asking for help. Then we see the response of the Pharisees as these healings continue to happen. The Pharisees were unable and unwilling to see what was going on. They were unable to see who Christ really was. They were blind, but they were also wearing masks. Masks to hide what they were and that they were unable to see, masks to hide their hardness of heart and also their unbelief. So this morning, let us consider the idea of the masks that we wear, and that if we truly want to grow in our ability to see and know Christ, we must take them down and let him in. So this morning's gospel reading comes from Matthew chapter 9, and it's important for us to take a look at this entire chapter really quick to get a better understanding of what's happening with Jesus and the leadership of the day. So this chapter begins with our Lord continuing his ministry of preaching and teaching about the kingdom. And he's doing this by going around and healing people. And the first person that he comes up to is a man who's paralyzed. And our Lord goes to him and first he forgives him and then he heals him. And this, of course, upsets the Pharisees. Then he goes on and he meets Matthew the tax collector. And he invites Matthew to follow him. Again, that upsets them because he sits and has a meal with them. And then they have this public debate as well about fasting. Then he goes on, and this man comes to him whose daughter has died and says, "Please come, Lord, to my daughter." So as they're going, a woman sees him, touches the hem of his garment, and is healed. But our Lord continues on. Eventually, he gets to the home, and he heals the little girl. And at the end of this miracle, we hear this from Matthew. This news of this miracle of the raising of the little girl went out into the whole land. See, Jesus' fame was spreading. And as this happened, more conflict was beginning to happen as well with the leadership of the time. Conflict, because he did these works and showed who he was. And by doing that, he was challenging their authority. He was doing more than that, though. He was also taking off their masks and showing what they really were. And what they really were was blind. And this leads us to today's healing. So our Lord is walking down the street, and a couple of men appear, and they're calling after him. More than that, they're actually yelling, right? They're yelling, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." Then they go into the house, and Jesus looks at them, and he asks them a very simple question. A question, though, that was there to kind of lift off their masks as well. And he says, "Do you believe? Do you believe that I can heal you?" And they responded, "Yes, Lord, we believe." So the Lord touches their eyes and he heals them. Then he leaves them and he goes on, and he sees a man with a dumb spirit, unable to talk. So the Lord heals him as well. And then we hear something from the crowd. The crowd was marveled and they said, "Never was anything like this seen in Israel." But then we have the response from the Pharisees, who say, "He casts out demons by the prince of demons." What is Matthew trying to tell us here? Well, that their leadership of the day are actually the ones who are truly blind. They witnessed the exact same thing. They saw the same thing that everyone else did, but they were unable to do what those two blind men were able to do. They were unable to see, to really see who Jesus is, that he is able to heal, that he is able to help, that he is truly the Messiah, that he is truly the Son of God, that he is the one, the only one that can help us and the only one that can save us. They chose to be blind and they chose to wear masks. But one of the things that we know that Jesus does is that he takes off masks and shows who we really are. And this is what he did to the Pharisees, and this is what he can do to us as well. But we shouldn't be afraid of this. Instead, we should welcome it, because this is where growth truly happens. See, the problem with hiding from Jesus is that it really never works out too well. We can wear whatever masks we want to wear, but he knows what is really going on. So what do we do? Well, open up to him. And this time of the year is a perfect time to do that. On August 1st, remember, we enter into another period of fasting. We enter into another time of the year where the church is asking us to pray a little bit more, to fast a little bit more, to go to confession, to actively work on repenting, to literally come to Christ, but taking off our masks as we do that. And this is the only way that this change can happen, when we take off our masks and believe that he can help. Now, I want to say one last word about this issue of believing. Remember that when Christ asks us to believe and have faith, right, like he did to the blind men, you have to recall how much faith he's actually asking us to have. Remember, he says the size of a mustard seed. There's a priest I know who was telling the story about when he was a child. He went to Sunday school, and they were doing this lesson on the mustard seed. And they brought in this ball, which was magnified. And inside of it, there was a mustard seed. And it had to be magnified because it was so small. It was so small, it was hard to see with the naked eye. This is what Christ is asking us. This little bit of faith, and he will take care of the rest. St. Paul learned that Jesus would take care of the rest when he prayed and prayed and prayed once for an issue he was having, and this was the Lord's response. "My grace," he said, "is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness." My friends and my family in Christ, today, let us remember that the Lord will help us. We only need to go to him, not like the Pharisees did wearing their masks, but with our masks off, believing like the blind men did this morning, even a little bit, and our Lord will take care of the rest. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.